Well, hello there. I suppose this is part three of a Thursday in Rome. I shall start this by cracking open a beer. Here we go. What a beautiful sound that was. With the risk of sounding like Al Marina. Yeah, so today I went to Disneyland for the Gullible, the Vatican. And I wasn't going to pay to get in anywhere. So I sort of looked around. I went to St. Peter's Square, and it was as big and vast as I knew it was, as I'd seen in such terrible movies as The Da Vinci Code, and watched the idiots queuing up for what I believe was about an hour and a half to get in there and give more money to the Catholic Church. Well done, idiots from around the world. Congratulations. But while I was there, I actually bumped into the Pope. Can you believe it or not? I bumped into the Pope. He was there. He's out in his, you know, like in his training suit, I suppose. Sponsored by Kappa. He is Italian, obviously. He's not, is he? He's, what is he? German, Russian, French, Welsh. He's Welsh, isn't he? I went up to him. I said, "Hello there, Pope." He's like, "Oh, all right, Dave, how you doing?" So I said to him, "You got some funny stories to tell me about being here?" Excuse me while I have a sip. Bex, nice. And he said, "Yeah, Dave. Funny enough, I have." And he told me about the time the wanky Tottenham Hotspur came to Rome to see him. I was like, "What? The wanky Tottenham Hotspur went to Rome to see you?" He's like, yeah, the wanky Tottenham Hotspur went to Rome to see me. So that's intriguing, you know. Must know I'm English, and something that I have, you know, great insight into, and you know, I'd like to know, you know, what actually went on. And he's like, he told me, forgotten how the song goes. Anyway, he said, "Yeah, well, they came to see him, and he said to me, 'Do you know what I said?' I was like, 'No. Well, what did you say?' He told me. He said, 'I said, fuck off.' Really? And he asked them a question at that point. Is what he told me, which was interesting. You know, he could have just walked away. He's the Pope. He's the Pope. He can do what he wants. But yeah, he asked them a question. And he asked them, who's that team that they call the Arsenal? Who's that team they all adore? His knowledge of it was that they were the boys in red and white, and that they were fucking dynamite, and that Harry Redknapp's mother was a whore. Which, you know, he didn't actually tell me what the reply was from the Tottenham Hotspur squad of the time. He didn't even actually tell me during what era that was, but that was the story, and it's quite, you know, that's the most historical thing I found out from being on this trip, and I'd like to thank the Pope for that. Interesting, he was talking about football because obviously there's a bit of history with football there. The last Pope, cuddly John Paul Jones, who I believe is the bass player with Led Zeppelin, he was as well. Played in goal. I believe it was for Edgware Town. Correct me if I'm wrong. If anyone knows that, correct me if I'm wrong. But he did actually play in goal for Edgware Town for a little while before getting the move to Luton Town. Oh no, that was Brian Steen. Anyway, and while I was there, I did do a bit of research and I looked up about the Vatican City. There's a little iPhone app. Love to bang on about iPhone apps, don't I? And that is called World Factbook. And if you look through it, it tells you all about the countries in the world and all of the countries in the world, which is a rather interesting thing. And I think what I'll have to do is tell you about my little thought in the next part, because you only get 5 minutes on this bleeding thing. And 4:56, 4:57, 4:58 seconds. You got to say bye. Bye.